Jakey, what are you doing here?
One of the rayas that my roots are amshin of is that the 10-minute musar is never 10 minutes. And it's longer than 10 minutes. But tonight I really want to try to keep it not too much longer than 10 minutes because it's a different time tonight also because Baruch Hashem there's some fantastic Marbitzei Torah that are coming to speak afterwards. Fighting Yetzer Hara is so difficult. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with an neshama, which we believe pulled us up towards Shamayim. And He created us with a guf, a corporeal body that's pulled down towards the Gashmias, sometimes even to the filth of the earth. And we're in a struggle. How are we supposed to survive such a struggle? How are we supposed to succeed? Question number one. I'd like to talk about Shabbos. In Aseres HaDibros, in this week's parasha, the Torah HaKadosh says, Zochar es yom HaShabbos l'kadshei. Rashi is medayek. You have to know a little bit of digduk. We're not going to elaborate. That there is a komatz under Zochar. And most of us, up until I read this Rashi, the umpteenth time, Mavri Sedra, I actually paid attention to what I was reading in Rashi. Rashi says that the word is not remember as an imperative. Remember the Shabbos. That's how they translate it in all the Bibles. But that's not what it means. Says Rashi, if it would be Zachar, an imperative, it would be with a Shva. It's written with a Komat Zachar, says Rashi, to tell you, Tnu Lev, this is what Zachar means. Always remember, Lizgar Tamid es Yom HaShabbos. It's not a commandment, but telling you to constantly remember Shabbos. Shim Nizdamin Lecha Chofet Tziofet Tei Mazmino LeShabbos. Everybody knows this. You go into the store, two pieces of meat. Save the nice one for Shabbos. Rabbosai, this is the Aseres HaDibros. Zachar es Yom HaShabbos. And you know what that pasuk is telling you? Save the right piece of meat, the best piece of meat for Shabbos. The ultimate description of the Sabbath, and we do that, that's not too hard. Just save the nicer piece, you're going to eat it anyhow. This is Zachar es Yom HaShabbos. What's the omek of Rashi? What's Rashi bringing out? Question number three. Gemara in Shabbos and Kuf Yutes on the Beis says, someone who fulfills Shabbos is a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nasa Shutif. That's the Lashon HaGemara. He becomes a partner with God. What does that mean? He becomes a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Bali Musar say a beautiful riddle. How could you have two people at a fancy hotel? They're both sitting at the same buffet. $1,000 a night hotel. Two people are sitting there, they're enjoying the same food, they have the exact same quality room. One of them doesn't pay a penny, and the other one is paying $1,000. What's the answer to the riddle? The answer is that one of them works for the hotel, he's a consultant for the hotel, he gets all the amenities and he gets it for free, and the other one is a customer. Say the Bali Musar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us such beautiful things in this world. Think of how beautiful life is. And Chazal speak in scary terms that chas v'chalila, there are times that gifts a man gets, he loses. Menachem mischuyosav, he loses the merits that he has in Shemayim because all the goodness that he gets in this world. How is it possible for a person to joy HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, every single part of it, and not lose a single zechus? And the answer is a simple question. Do you work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Then everything is on the house. Everything. And if you don't, then you have to pay top dollar for the most beautiful hotel in the world. And that's our lives. Why is it that when it comes to Shabbos, We've mentioned this in the past. A person could schlep a sofa up and down the stairs, and that's not Osir Min HaTorah. He could do laborious work the entire Shabbos, but what's Osir on Shabbos for him to write two letters, Meleches Machsheves? What is it specifically about Meleches Machsheves, creative acts, that's Osir on Shabbos? But laborious acts are permissible. Rav Soloveitchik explained beautifully. And this is a Yesod Gadol, Rabosai. Rav Soloveitchik said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be creative in His physical world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to develop the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to invent and create, just like He did. Rav Soloveitchik used the Latin word, imitatio Dei, to imitate the ways of God. But man has to realize at the end, all of his creativity, number one, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to chas v'chalila fall into a trap, kochiv yotzim yod yosali yasachay alazah, and number two, he has to realize that his creativity is a double-edged sword. And we are living it right this moment. It's in the news. And we don't know how the story is going to end. In the last 100 years, man has managed to light up the world, has sent a man to the moon, has found amazing forms of creative energy, nuclear energy, atomic energy. Absolutely mind-boggling the koach that man has. But that tremendous power of creativity has two sides to it. Because man is a mixture of tov v'ra. And every single thing that you and I create during the week has a part of it that's good and a part of it that chas v'chalila is bad. The only source of creativity that's pure good is kudsha brichu ba'atzma. Everything that God creates is perfect. What you and I create, that's a taruvus, that's a mixture. Kodesh Baruch Hu says to us, Rabosai, rest on Shabbos, because I want you to remember that the source of all creativity, the power that I've given to you, is something that I want you to connect with me. If you connect to my koach of ischachus, my power of creativity, then the nuclear energy that you create will be beautiful, will be awesome. But if chas v'chalila you don't, if you don't connect those chafatzim that you made, then God forbid they could be the opposite. Zot de'elig Rashi. This is the pshat in Rashi Zachar. Listen to Rashi's words. V'kach pisraynai. Tnu lev lizkar tamid. Remember throughout the 6 days of the week. Es yom haShabbos, what Shabbos teaches us. That we have to reflect that all their creativity comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to work, to be part of His team, to be a worker for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'im nizdam l'chachefetz, because all the chafotzim that you have that are chafetz yofeh, tehem azminoi l'shabbos. Connect those chafotzim to the message of Shabbos. So that all the creativity that you do is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is connected to being an employer of God. I am someone who works for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in those 6 days of the week, that means every single part of my gashmius is all devoted to that bechina. The moment a person looks at every single part of his life that he's working for the boss, that he's working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the moment that he could transform every single part of his bechina to Avodas Hashem. That's Zacharis Yom HaShabbos Akasho. That is the key to Avodas Hashem, to our yachas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we look at every single part of our lives? I work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I work for Him as a lawyer. I work for Him as a doctor. I work for Him as a Rebbe. I work for Him as an Indian chief. I work for Him any way but I work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At first, I might not see the peros of my actions. I don't see the fruits of my labors. But eventually I'm going to see how it's transformed. Just conclude with this. I verified it today. Our great Rebbe Rav Nevin Sal, there's a legend out there, and he told me today it's true. He says that when he started learning, he refused to tell me how many years. There's a legend out there how many years. He didn't want to answer. He said he didn't like learning. We're talking about a man whose son told me there's no one in the world who he's met. Rav Chizkiyahu Nevin Sal has met a lot of great men who loves Chachma as much as Rav Avigdor Nevin Sal Shlita. And Nevin Sal said for years he didn't enjoy learning. But he decided that he was working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the key. If a person decides that he's working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he turns all of his chafatzim, he could be a wealthy man, he could be a successful lawyer, he could be a senator. But then the way he looks at everything around him is a totally different metzius. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us a siyata d'shmaya, that when this Shabbos, where Zachar Yisrael HaShabbos L'Kadshoi, we don't simply transform the day of Shabbos, we transform our entire metzius, our entire essence of those 6 days of the week, and we transform the creativity, the beautiful creativity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given every single one of us.